Welcome to the New Creations Podcast, where we explore the goodness of God with the world from the place where spirit and truth, grace and faith all intersect. I'm your host, Chris Cree. Hey, yeah. Well, we've had a long break from the podcast here, so I thought it would be a good idea to let you all know what's going on behind the scenes here at New Creations. We certainly haven't been sitting idle. You may not know, but my wife Lisa and I are headed over to Scotland as missionaries. We've been working towards that goal for a few years now, and it's been exciting to see how God is going before us, putting all the pieces in place for the work He has for us over there. We will be opening a new campus of the Charis Bible College. Lisa and I both graduated from the Colorado location of the school, and because our experience in the school has had such a massive positive impact on our lives, we want to be part of making those same benefits available to others. We've made several short-term trips to the United Kingdom, and particularly to Scotland over the years since we've graduated. We recently returned from our latest trip of nearly 3 weeks. While we were over there this last time, we ministered in a couple churches in London, we attended the Grace and Faith Conference put on by Andrew Womack, and we were also in Dumfries, Scotland for a week. We've made some new connections while we were there and strengthened the relationships we've had with many other people we've met over the years. Now, I've traveled around the world a fair amount throughout my life. But my experience as a merchant sailor, my time in the Navy, and various other trips for business, vacation, and mission trips, I've seen many different parts of the world. And Lisa's done her fair share of international travel, too. She even lived in Australia for an entire year. Now, with all that travel behind us, this most recent trip was very different for Lisa and I. When we were in London during the first few days of the trip, Lisa and I talked about how this is the first time that we've been out of the United States where we did not feel like we were in a foreign country. And that includes multiple trips over to the UK in the past few years. Then, the night before we flew back to the United States, we were packing our luggage, and I mentioned to Lisa that it felt like we were leaving our home in Dumfries, Scotland, to go visit Colorado for a few months. Keep in mind that we've been living in Colorado for the past 5 years, and we've never really spent more than a week or so at a time in Dumfries. You see, God is changing our hearts. Now, we are very close to moving over there full-time. So, we've been busy getting things in line to prepare the way for us to move over there. We're raising funds that we'll need to support us and fund the work that God has showed us that He plans for us to do in Scotland. We've been sorting through visa issues and all those kinds of things. In addition to all the things that we've had to sort through in the natural, we've also been preparing spiritually. We've been seeking God, preparing our hearts to be equipped to minister both in Scotland and the rest of the world. At the same time, I've been doing my best to hold down my job as a web developer, coding WordPress websites. That work has been incredibly busy as I've been training my replacements who will be taking over the things I've been doing there at my job. Our goal is to be moved over to Scotland by the 1st of September, and that's coming up very quickly. So, here are our next steps and how you can pray for us. First, please pray for the visa application process that would go through smoothly. Pray for financial partners to hear God's call to partner with us because we go over to Scotland as self-funded missionaries. We've also put our rental home back in Savannah, Georgia on the market, so please pray that that sells quickly and for a good price. And we're also calling in the next forever home for our beloved Smokey, our cat. We already know that God has his next owners lined up. If you would like to partner with us financially, you can go to our website, which is at newcreations.org. That's newcreations.org. And then click on the Partner With Us link. Because here's the reality. Ultimately, the real reason for this big gap here in the podcast episodes, it boils down to this. I've had to continue doing the web development work through all of our preparation time so that we can keep our own personal bills paid. If there was already enough partnership coming in through New Creations, then I could set that work aside more quickly. Therefore, partnering with the ministry will make it possible for us to produce more material, including this podcast, more quickly, simply because it frees up more of my time to focus on the things that God has called me to do. Either way, we'll get it done. It's just a matter of how quickly we can accomplish the tasks and fulfill the vision that God has for us in Scotland. So, that's what all we've been up to. Next week, we'll be back to our regular teaching here in the podcast, where we'll be talking about renewing your mind. Until then, enjoy. This podcast is brought to you by the generous financial support from the partners of New Creations Ministries. You can find free teaching articles, scripture graphics to share, and more great free content on our website at newcreations.org. That's newcreations.org. It's a play on my last name.